Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 days, and over the 5 years that she's been on the VPR Cafe, she's taken us to some deliciously different places. And for the second time in those 5 years, we'll be in a dumpster with her. Oh yeah, that's right, a dumpster. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Do you have a thing for dumpsters? Is this your beat?
I'm developing a thing for dumpsters. Anyone who was in the Waterbury backyard where I ate in a dumpster, I can pretty much guarantee left with an affinity for dumpsters and a desire to return.
Well, tell us first what the Salvage Supper Club is.
The Salvage Supper Club was founded actually by a man in New York City named Josh Truhoff in 2014. He's since moved. And it was a project on a master's in design for social innovation. And he had sort of extended it. People have taken up the Salvage Supper Club if they're interested in some of the issues he was exploring. And there have been, since that time, Josh told me in an email, 18 dumpster dinners. And one of them occurred in Waterbury.
And it was with the Ayers family. Tell us about them.
So the host was Georgia Ayers and her husband, Jeremy. They live at 18 Elm Street. And in fact, they sort of under the auspices of 18 Elm are doing a variety of projects and events related to food and arts. Jeremy is a potter. And Georgia really was the force behind this dumpster dinner. Georgia and Jeremy live on this property in Waterbury that's been in Jeremy Ayers' family for about 150 years. The house was built by his great-great-grandfather, Orlo Ayers, who was a carriage maker and wheelwright. And now they're doing all sorts of projects and events there. And it also houses Jeremy's pottery studio. But Georgia told me she's interested in what she called wow factor events. And in the case of the dumpster dinner, she said, I saw the need, I saw the crisis. And she created this event and was able to pair it with or make it part of the Salvage Supper Club that started in New York City in 2014. So she organized it and got volunteers involved, and literally, there was a dumpster in their backyard, and 16 of us ate in it.
It can fit up to 16.
Snugly. It can hold 4.5 tons of garbage or 16 people seated at a dinner table. And we learned that it could hold that much because one of the guests was Mike Casella, who's a general manager of Casella Waste, and his company donated the dumpster, and then he decided to join a very interesting crew of people who ate in it.
And what does this all have to do with food waste and food insecurity?
Yeah, that's what needs to be said. It's a way, I suppose you'd say, a symbolic way, as well as a very real way of thinking about food waste. You're sitting in a dumpster. And in fact, the woman who was sitting next to me on my left said she could smell. The dumpster had been power cleaned and there was no garbage or debris in it. It had been, cleared. But she said she could smell a sort of slight whiff of its usual use. I smelled the table instead, which was a freshly felled pine tree. But what it has to do with is so drawing attention to food waste, food insecurity. In Vermont, there's 14.3 million pounds of food left uneaten on farms every year. The food that we ate was seconds, food that couldn't be sold for various reasons, or culled from a farm that was going to be composted, but instead Georgia and the chef, Francis Stellato, recovered it and served it for us. So the six courses, including appetizers, was all food that otherwise might not have been eaten.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 days, and we're talking about a recent dumpster dinner. All right, let's go to dinner, Sally. First of all, what's it like dining in a dumpster?
If you have to go to the bathroom, go before you enter, especially if you're at the far end, because once you're in, you're kind of in. Everything in this dumpster had been reclaimed or repurposed. So a floor was built by Jeremy Ayers and his nephew the day before using reclaimed wood. The Table, which I kind of fell in love with alone, The Table, was made by her father, who lives in Heartland, Georgia's father. And he made it out of a pine tree that fell over in a storm. And he happens to have a sawmill at his house, and he made this beautiful dining table. The dishes were from borrowed from Resource, which is a nonprofit that has used sort of home goods and furniture. And we ate on their dishes, and they were to be returned.
Some great drinks were served.
So a woman named Grace Meyer was the bartender, and she made these incredibly creative drinks using, again, liquor, but for instance, spent fruit gin fizzes kicked off the night. It was a beautiful, cheerful color and, you know, served with humor and grace and made with overripe plums, stone fruit. Later, she served a drink that the spirits was tequila, but it was infused with corn husk infusions. And then there was a Amaro at the end of the night that was served with dessert that she used rhubarb, wild rhubarb. So really just creative stuff that was in keeping with the creativity of the meal that the sous chef at Prohibition Pig made. And it was being cooked on a little four-burner electric stove with very little prep space, and what Frances could do in that space with that food was really remarkable. And the final course was a pasta, beet pasta, with charred broccoli and cauliflower, and he used flour from Elmore Mountain Bread. I thought this was really cool. They also make stone mills. They mill their own flour there, and they make millstones. And they test the millstones by putting the grain in it and typically compost that flour that's used to test millstones. But they donated it, and we had pasta with it, with beets that had been culled, I think, from Pete's Greens.
You mentioned a few of the people who attended, but yeah, who were these people and what was their reaction to all of it?
Well, I think people really enjoyed it. One thing about being in a dumpster, you're very near your dining neighbor. And, you know, there was a lobbyist who touted dumpster diving. There was a gastroenterologist who seemed very comfortable eating food in a dumpster that had been gleaned. And I emailed him after the meal to ask, you know, what he thought of that as a safety issue, kind of. And he said that I'm not aware of any illnesses related to the type of dinner we had, but he noted that he doesn't think there's been much research. But he added in this note that it was a nutritionally balanced meal, and he thought the best part was he didn't have to think about these things.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.